This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. A new suspect is in custody in the investigation into a gruesome attack by a Tunisian man who killed three people in a French church. France heightened its security alert amid religious and geopolitical tensions around cartoons mocking the Muslim prophet. Authorities say the new suspect in custody Friday is a 47-year-old man believed to have been in contact with the attacker the night before the attack on the Notre Dame Basilica in the Riviera city of Nice. The attacker was seriously wounded by police and hospitalized in life-threatening condition. Anti-terrorism prosecutors in France and Tunisia are investigating. Nigeria police said Friday 22 officers were killed and 205 police stations destroyed during denied reports it had shot at peaceful protesters. Youth-led protests against police brutality and poor governance erupted October 8th in the biggest show of people power in years across Africa's most populous country. The protests were halted after demonstrators came under fire from security forces October 20th in Lagos, unleashing a wave of unrest by angry mobs. Amnesty International said 12 people were killed by security forces during the shooting, and 56 civilians overall had been killed since the start of the protests. Poland's capital prepares for a mass demonstration Friday against a court ruling that would ban almost all abortions. Crowds of protesters are expected to defy coronavirus restrictions and risk contagion to join the demonstration in Warsaw. The co-founder of the Women's Strike Movement told reporters Friday, quote, "We're prepared to fight till the end," end quote. Security is expected to be tight following some clashes between protesters and far-right activists in 9 consecutive days of protest.